Welcome back to the Big Game Record Series. The final Rekaya Herd head. It's a whopper. Campbell Gibson, Houston Valley, Orari catchment, South Canterbury from 1936. It's 9 by 10, and its lengths are 42 and 5 by 40. Spread is 36 and 3, span is 28 and 7. Beams are 6 and 4 each side. Coronets are 10 and 1 each side. Brow tines are 17 and 7 by 18 and 3. Bays are 12 and 7 by 14 and 6. Trays are 18 and 6 by 17 and 2. And it has these juicy 23 on the left, 19 and 3 on the right throwbacks. Right, the tops. Inner Royals are 17 and 7 by 18 and 8 and 2. Jeepers, let's do that again. 7 and 7 by 8 and 2. That's the Inner Royals. Outer Royals are 7 and 1 by 7 and 5. Back tines, 13 by 13 and 2. Back off the back tine, 2 by 2 and 7. Right hand side has an outer off the inner of 1 and 4 and an inner off the outer of 1 and 6. And the left hand side has a 6 and 4 eighths forward off the back tine. The total is 373 and a quarter. The original score sheet for this great trophy, together with several other significant examples, appears to, for some unapparent reason, disappear from the records of the association. Jonathan Young and Kerry O'Rourke, both members of the National Judging Panel, kindly took it upon themselves to travel to Fairley, where the big head hangs in a rugby club rooms, and remeasure it for the records. This great stag was taken in unusual circumstances, which, no doubt, would not be the only significant trophy to be secured in such a way. One day during the fall muster of 1936, the animal was located in the Houston Valley and chased by a pack of musterers' dogs. After some considerable time involved in the chase, the stag was eventually brought to bay and shot by Campbell Gibson, who had, from all accounts, been forced to return to the hut from which the shepherds were working to collect his rifle and ammunition. This he had been forced to do when the dogs had first taken up the chase. The valley was clothed in snow at the time of the muster, and the ride back to the hut and return to the scene where the stag had been brought to bay by the dogs had been no mean feat for both horse and rider. Interesting way to finish the Rekaya Herd. Next up, if you've come to us from my podcast with the Roadie Guy, if you're a Scotsman, welcome. This is for you, the Otago Herd. Here's a little extract from the beginning. Description of Banwell of the Otago Herd. The Otago Herd is unique in that it developed from the only liberation in New Zealand of red deer belonging to a pure subspecies. In this case, Cervus elephas scotius, the once indigenous form of the islands of Britain. And we're going to kick it off with an absolute beauty. J.A. Ian McLeod, McFarlane Valley, South Westland, 1924. So make sure you've subscribed, make sure you've shared it with your friends. If you're up there in Britain, this is the one you want to come and see. Join us there for J.A. Ian McLeod, the first of the Otago Herd. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.